Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Grampo and Canutito hacen un snowman. Oiga, Grampo, began Canutito, picking up a handful of snow. Do you think that this nieve is heavy enough to pack?
Pues sure, mijo, replied his grandfather. It is good snow, the kind that my own mamá used to make ice cream with.
¿Y cómo hacía ice cream with it? Asked Canutito, his interest suddenly perking up.
Pues, when I was little, began his grandfather, my mom would have us recite our prayers. And then, if we did them bien, she would mix some nieve in a big old charola, together with some sugar, some vanilla, and some leche condenada, and give it to us as a treat. She called it ice cream del Santo Niño. Oh, we thought it was delicioso, since we lived out in the country, and there were no tiendas close by.
Canutito made a mental note that he would have Grandma Cuca bake it for him sometime. In the meantime, he had wandered over to where El Tractor Viejo was. He looked at the newly fallen snow that had settled invitingly on top of it.
Don't even think of it, called Grampo Caralampio out to him when he saw that Canutito was just about to lick some of the snow off the fender. Que no sabes what'll happen to you if you lick that fender?
Canutito looked up at him, startled. No, Grampo, he said innocently. What will happen?
Pues, do you remember my friend Filomeno? Well, when we were little, I used to call him Filimotas because he was always doing these tonterías. Well, one day, when we were outside at school pal recess, we happened to wander over to Los Swings. Pues el tarugo del Filimotas found some ice crystals on the monkey bars, and he stuck out his lengua to try to lick it off. And what do you think happened? Se le quedó pegada la lengua, stuck right there on the monkey bars. Ooh, así lloraba. Help! Help! Pero he just couldn't pull his lengua away. Finally, la maestra had to come and bring some agua tibia and run it down the monkey bars in order to unstick him.
Canutito giggled as he thought of his Grampo's friend being held fast by his tongue. In the meantime, Grampo Caralampio had made a snowball and brought it over to him.
Toma, he commanded. Drop this bola de nieve on the ground and roll it around.
Canutito did not know why, but as he rolled the snowball around, it began to get bigger and bigger. Soon it was the size of a toronjo, and then the size of a basketball. Soon it grew to a size of a small calf. When it had reached his mero pecho, Grampo Caralampio called out to him,
¡Ya córtale, mijo! Are you trying to make a snow elefante?
Canutito got the hang of snowman making. He rolled out another bola, about half the size of la primera. With the help of his Grampo, he stuck it on top of the first one. Then he rolled out a third one about half the size of la segunda and stuck it on top of the first two.
¿Y ahora qué? He asked. ¿Y ahora we find something to finish him off with? Tú sabes que God is in the details, said Grampo Caralampio to him. Run over to el portal where I keep that bucket of carbón. Bring me two pieces of coal y se los ponemos de ojos. Wow! Exclaimed Canutito when Grampo had set in the coal eyes. It's exactly como el Frosty the Snowman that we read about in la escuela. What do we use for a nose? Oh, you can traer una zanahoria del soterrano, mijo, said his grandfather to him.
Canutito ran off to the cellar and grabbed a carrot that his grandfather had buried in a pile of sand there. He brought it back and gave it to him. His grandpa stuck it in the snowman's face, all the while saying,
and I won't even tell you just where my friend Filimotos used to stick it.
Canutito wondered, what do we do for arms and hands? Asked Canutito.
Oh, pues, you can use some ramas de los árboles secos, replied his grandfather.
Canutito ran off and got some dry branches and stuck them on his snowman. Then he took off his guantes de mula from his hands, and he put them on the end of the branches like manos.
Oh, your mono de nieve looks real nice, called Grandma Cuca, sticking her head out the front door. Still in pink curls, and kimona. But it is time that you guys come in, pal almuerzo.
That's when the men realized que
ya solo se llevaba el tren de hambre.
They decided to go in and eat, since they were really starving. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanish.